En is nou daai Tech Talk saam met Lerato.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Tech Talk. We're just going to start off with some news today. First of all, today is the first day on the JSE for We Buy Cars on the JSE. Wow. Well done.
That's interesting.
One of our own private companies just went public today called We Buy Cars. That's huge. It doesn't happen a lot.
So basically, you can buy shares now or stocks. Shares, basically.
Yeah, buy shares, stocks, equity, debt, bonds, whatever it is that you do when you do things and you invest on the market. You can now buy shares of We Buy Cars. The second thing of news is, I don't know if you know who Sam Altman is.
No.
So he is the CEO of, whatchamacallit, ChatGPT, the company OpenAI.
Okay.
He is now officially a billionaire, and not because he owns any shares in ChatGPT, OpenAI, which he doesn't, but from his investments.
Oh.
How about that? From Reddit and all the other. That's a very, very smart guy. And the third bit of news is the state of California has proposed a right to disconnect, which means that your bosses will never be able to contact you after hours, after work.
Yes.
This law is already happening in Canada, in France, in Belgium, in Australia. And who knows, if it comes to South Africa, maybe we will have our right to disconnect from politics. Eh? How's that?
Oh, that sounds great. I hope that passes in our country.
I hope so too. We'll be right back after this. We're going to chat to our friend Jason Pretorius, who's going to tell us about the difference between hybrid cars and normal cars.
Stay tuned. You say you don't want to lose it all, but we can't go back to how we were. Each day.
maand in tussen 9 en 10 vir die beste treffers van die 90s.
Die hartklop van die Oos-Vrystaat.
Chocolate sigaret, toegedraai in ons kom. Chocolate sigaret, wees versigtig sy skom. Chocolate sigaret, lekker is nie sleg nie. Nie altyd reg nie, gee maar nog een trekkie. Ek wens ek kon jou zoen. Ek wens ek kon jou zoen. Ek weet ek
Maluti FM 97.1.
Plaas my in 'n boks, ek sweer ek skree, tot hierdie wêreld my sal hoor, want daar's geen mure wat my sal hou nie. Verlore sien
Sien van Bobby van Jaarsveld. Time is now 20 past 8 and you're listening to Maluti FM 97.1. It's time for that Tech Talk with Leratu and our special guest tonight, Jason from Haval.
Jason, welcome. How are you doing?
Oh, very well, thanks, bud. And you?
Very good, very good. Do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, I am from GWM Haval Bethlehem. We are also co-branded with Isuzu, and you can find us here in Bethlehem on the corner of Kerk Street and Commissioner, or on Miller and Commissioner.
Fantastic. So today we're chatting about hybrid cars and the difference between hybrid cars and normal cars. And I wanted to ask you, what is the difference between the two?
Yeah. Well, it's actually quite a good question. A hybrid vehicle is basically both fuel and electrical. So whereas a fuel-powered car or vehicle has only a conventional fuel engine, a hybrid vehicle typically has more or is more fuel efficient, and then they're fuel counterparts because they can actually switch between the fuel engine and the conventional electric engine, or as it's driving with both.
That's interesting. I had no idea that you could do that with a hybrid car.
Well, and you don't have to do it. It actually does it all on its own.
It does it all on its own.
It does it all on its own.
It is smarter and a better driver than me. How about that? And how about this? So what are the benefits of driving a hybrid car?
Well, as hybrids are used – sorry, let's try that again. Hybrids use electric power at slower speeds, and at higher speeds it will be going automatically over to the fuel counterpart, which means that they generally need a little bit less maintenance than the conventional vehicles. So if we're looking at brakes and so forth, it's actually cheaper. So your your maintenance should be actually a little bit less, because the vehicle actually goes into what they call a one-pedal mode, that it actually uses momentum to charge the batteries again.
Okay. Well, is this what they call, regeneration?
Yes, yes, regenerative power.
Regenerative power, that's it. Okay.
And then automakers are embracing the electric vehicles more than ever. If you want to go green and aren't really ready to go the entire process of a fully electric vehicle, the hybrid will be the option for you. Okay. It's not what they would call a plug and play. You've got the benefit of the fuel engine and it's charging itself. So you've got the best of both worlds.
So is this for something to deal with, what do they call it, range anxiety, if you have that problem? Just get a hybrid car.
A rage or anxiety, that's not going to be the perfect solution. The hybrid vehicles is actually significantly more powerful than the petrol counterparts.
Okay.
As you're moving in city traffic and so forth.
Yes.
So you might just actually go on a little bit of a drag race.
How about that? How about that? And then so there's also some other benefits for the climate conscious people. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, going green is definitely going, it's going to be admitting fewer greenhouse gases and cost less to run on fuel than normal automobiles. They also recharge as they're being driven, so it's back again to that whole one-pedal drive. So as you're driving, it will be charging itself. That's so, yeah, it is going green.
Awesome. And this is new to me. I had no idea that this was the case. But are there different types of hybrid cars?
Yes. Generally, at this current stage, there's three different types. The hybrid vehicle, the mild hybrid vehicle, and the plug-in hybrid vehicle. So the hybrid vehicle is like the ones that's driving currently in Bethlehem.
Okay.
It's got both the electric and the fuel engines side to side. The one is the fuel engine is actually powering the electric recharging the electric batteries, and also with the braking. And then you get the mild hybrid vehicles, which is only will be using the batteries for things like the air conditioning and radio. So there's not really a huge benefit to that one. And then the plug-in hybrids, that's very American. So that is full hybrid. Essentially, a hybrid is simply a conventional petrol or diesel engine with a low voltage. I'm sorry. I'm actually talking about the mild hybrid now.
That's all right.
The plug-in hybrid is basically a fully powered electric motor, and any other fuel such as gasoline or diesel. But to charge your batteries, you will actually need to plug it in.
Okay, no, that's really interesting. I think we're going to take a short break, and so stay tuned after this. We'll answer. Talk more about this hybrid vehicles.
All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga van Queen, en dit is nou net na 8:30 hier op Melody FM 97.1. Ons gesels bietjie met Lerato en Jason daar van Haval GWM oor die hybrids. Nou ek het nou 'n vraag. Die wat is die koste teenoor 'n hybrid kar en 'n diesel petrol kar? Die verskil min of meer?
Wel, die hybrid is so klein bietjie duurder as 'n tradisionele diesel of brandstof voertuig. Maar oor die algemeen, jy kry vanzelfsprekend bietjie beter brandstofverbruik uit hulle uit. En dit hang ook af natuurlik van jou dryf. Hoe jy ry.
As jy
so Schumacher gaan ry, dan gaan hy jou nog steeds maar inhaal.
Ja, ja. So, basis is, gaan het maar eindelijk oor jou behoefte as a driver of a koper vir a kar. Soek jy a kar om ver pad te ry om brandstof te spaar, of soek jy 'n kar wat jy net voet in die hoek kan sit, of
ja, wel, jy weet. As ons vandag se huishoudings kyk, oor die algemeen het ons wel, ek dink vandag se tyd is ons maar redelik bederf, ons het allemaal twee karre. Een kar is maar meer vir mama en jy weet, mama's ja. Taxi en sy ry maar baie in die dorp, en papa se kar is maar gewoonlik vir die langpad en die groter voertuig. Maar ja, die hybrids in die dorp doen regtig bitter baie goed. Jy kry verskriklik goeie brandstofverbruik, en hy is sy oor die algemeen, sy performance is fenomenaal. Jy kan hom actually nie vergelyk met precies dieselfde engine wat nie elektriese bystand het nie. Dit is wêrelde uit mekaar uit.
Ja.
Die rygenot uit jou hybrid uit is as jy nie seker is nie, kom toetsry.
Ja, ek sal graag wil. Ek het nog nooit in 'n hybrid kar gery nie.
Ek ook.
Dit is baie vreemd, want jy kan in hom inklim en jy die engine start nie. En daar trek jy weg en die engine is nog steeds dood.
What?
En aan die pad af, hier 2-3 kilos verder, dan sien jy net, daar gaan die ref na halt en jou kar is aan. Jy het nie gevoel dat hy oorgegaan het van elektries na brandstof nie.
Wow.
Dit is snaakse sensasie.
Ja.
En natuurlik, hulle radkaste is gegeer daarvoor. Hulle het fisies 'n spesiale radkas wat soemloos van die een na die ander een oorgaan.
Ja. Nee, dit is baie goed. Dit is baie goed.
And then I just wanted to ask, in terms of maintenance, are hybrid cars more expensive to maintain? And if yes, can you tell us why?
Well, generally, the hybrid is actually slightly cheaper, if not the same. But I would go for cheaper than a normal fuel-based vehicle, as you're actually using a lot less of the moving parts on it, like the brake system. You want the vehicle to actually brake on its own, so it actually can start replenishing on its batteries. Maintenance-wise, I would say it should actually be all maintenance and wear and tear.
It should be
better than a traditional, normal petrol vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and so we often heard that hybrids and electric cars can charge themselves. So can you tell us more on how that works?
Absolutely. A hybrid electric vehicle cannot be plugged in to be charged, to charge the battery. Instead, it is what we call the one-pedal system. The battery can be charged through regenerative braking and by the internal combustion engine. The extra power by the electric motor can actually potentially allow it for a smaller engine as well. Smaller engine, better fuel consumption.
Okay, so it automatically brakes, or should you brake?
The moment you take your foot off the accelerator, you can actually feel that, I don't want to call it hesitance,
okay.
But you can actually already feel. So your driving style will be slightly changed or altered, going from a normal fuel-based vehicle to a hybrid. And you adapt really, really, really quickly to it. So, by just taking your foot off the accelerator, you can actually already feel the vehicle starting to decelerate.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Jeez. I can't wait to test drive one when you invite me next time.
Absolutely. No, the next time we've got a big event and a bra on the step, let's I think we should arrange it and actually you know, invite our listeners to come in and
test drive the vehicle themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of clients or listeners are actually scared of change. Mm. And ultimately, we need to embrace it. The future is here. We are living it.
We are. And last question, do you own a hybrid car or would you buy yourself one, and why?
Well, I had a demonstration model for about 6-8 months. I sold it last month to a very, very huge hybrid enthusiast from Rates. Okay. The moment he saw it, he actually wanted it, and let's call it about 3 hours later, he was driving it home.
Wow.
So, huge enthusiast. And yes, I would definitely, if out of choice, I would buy a hybrid. The driving enjoyment behind it is just, it's huge. I mean, you've got all this power from pull away. 90% of the time we're using our vehicles in town. So you've got all that power. Mm-hmm. You've got all that fuel savings in the process thereof. Mm-hmm. For low driving, 90% of the time the vehicle won't even actually be using fuel. And you'll be going like there's a joke at work that I'm driving a generator. But you'll be driving silent.
Well,
which puts you completely in a kind of eerie position, because the pedestrians have got a tendency of not hearing you. So yeah, all of a sudden you have to look where you're driving as people are crossing the road and not knowing about you, or you're creeping up on pedestrians from the back and they actually don't know about you. So learn to use your horn politely.
Please, everybody out on the roads, drive safely.
Well, thank you, Lerato and Jason from GWM Havel.
Thank you so much.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on.
Ons doen dit in Afrikaans 97.1.
Pret plezier 97.1. Looking for some inspiration.
Stop nie. Jy, jy het my asem weggeslaan, my hart weer opgemaak vir liefde. Sal ek dit oor wou doen? Ek het so hard geval en ek sal het doen 100 maal vir liefde. Sal ek jou my hart gee? Jy weet, twee is beter as hier. Jy weet, jy is nie alleen. Jy weet, ek kan nie, ek wil nie, ek sal nie sonder jou kan leef nie. Ons vir altyd, onbreekbaar, jy moet het nie vergeet nie. Ons vir
vir altyd en vir ewig. Niks kan ons nou stop nie. Ons vir altyd, onbreekbaar. Jy moet dit nie vergeet nie. Ons vir altyd en vir ewig. Niks kan ons nou opbreek nie. Jy het my woorde vasgevang. Op my hart skryf ek jou naam. Ek skulder jou met ons drome saam. Ek het so lang gewag vir jou en jy het die kans gewag op liefde. Sal jy my jou hart gee? Jy weet, twee is beter as een. Jy weet, jy is nie alleen. Jy weet, ek kan nie, ek wil nie, ek sal nie sonder jou kan leef nie. Ons vir altyd onbreekbaar. Jy moet het nie vergeet nie. Ons vir altyd en vir ewig. Niks kan ons daar stop nie. Ons vir altyd onbreekbaar. Jy moet het nie vergeet nie. Ons vir altyd en vir ewig. Niks kan ons daar opbreek nie. Ek sien jy staan voor my. Op jou en my. Ek streel my hand oor jou val. God het jou vir my geleen. Vir altyd. Ons vir altyd onbreekbaar. Ons vir altyd en vir ewig. Ons vir altyd onbreekbaar. Jy moet het nie vergeet nie. Daar stop nie. Ons vir altyd onbreekbaar. Jy moet het nie vergeet nie. Ons vir altyd en vir ewig. Niks kan ons nou opbreek nie.
Hierdie is die hartklop van die Oos-Vrystaat.
Ek dink die Here hou 'n plek vir my. Iewers tussen mense wat droom. Is skuil en vol vry, dalk in 'n goedkoop borrel, Chardonnay. Is daar 'n plekkie om te rus vir my? Ek terug op skool en pas en hy staan een warm koel in my keel, my kind, die plek gevind. Groen lucht vis, ek steeds was geblind. Allemaal is bezig om in leven te sink en ek verdrink. En mense wat droom en skaal en vol vry dalk in een goedkoop borrel Chardonnay. Is daar een plekkie om te rus vir my? Rooi robot stop, my bors is swaar. Lewe is moeilik en dan is het klaar. Is my woord of woord, voel jy dit werk? Groen lig vis, tyd hou aan door. Ons nodig klein, bykie meer as hoop. Meer as wat goud kan koop. Ek dink die Here wat blijf van my. Iewers tussen mense wat skaal en vol vry dalk in goedkoop borrel Chardonnay. Is daar een plekkie om te rus vir my? Ek dink die Here hou 'n Liefs tussen mense wat droom skalen vol vry, dalk in een goedkoop borrel Chardonnay. Is daar een plekje om te rus vir my? Craziness surrounding me. So much going on, it gets hard to breathe. When all my faith has gone, you bring it back to me. You make it real for me. I'm not sure, but my priorities, I've lost sight of where I'm meant to be, like holy water washing over me. You make it real for me. Uncertainty, when I can't find the words to teach my heart to speak, you make it real for me. Yeah. I'm into you, baby. You are the only one to save me. That's why I've been missing you, baby. So much more have to learn, but if you're here with me, I know which way to turn. You always give me somewhere I can learn. You make it real for me.
James Morrison, You Make It Real For Me. Dis nou 4 minute voor 9 en jy luister al Melodie FM 97.1. Dis gelukkig tyd vir ons om te groet. Thank you, Lerato, for that wonderful tech talk.
Thank you. We had a really great chat with Jason. And next week we're going to chat about AI in the workplace. Ooh, how's that?
That's interesting. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Ja, go for next time. Ons gaan binnenkort, oor 4 meter van nou, gaan ons bykie 90s muziek luister, tot so 9:45, en dan is het ons ook tyd om te gaan rus. Dankie, Lerato, it was wonderful.
Baie dankie, dankie, Hockey.
Next time.